Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, guys, and welcome back to another great episode of Zompire Hour Radio. I got a couple co-hosts with me tonight, the Queen and the homie Eric. So we're going to have, originally we were going to do this with four people and then three people, but it ended up being two people. But hopefully tonight we could get everybody on the line. That'd be epic. Tonight's topic is Lazy Bone Takes Over Rap Game with new single and why real rap is coming back. And I was actually chatting with them today on the phone about Lazy Bone, the Migos diss, his new single Annihilation. Go get it right now. It is out on Amazon, Google Play, Spotify, everywhere, YouTube, SoundCloud. It's available worldwide. So go get that support. Drop a dollar on it. It's only the price of a shot of vodka, and then it'll last you longer. So we're going to get started with a song and see if I can get my co-host on here. If you guys want to call in, the guest number is 657-383-0913. And I'm sick as hell, but I'm grinding because I'm crazy in the head. So, all right, guys, let's go to a song. This is the AC Killer featuring Madonna. The name of the song is Ghost Town. Check it out.
I'm dwelling in, you know my spirit is willing, but it's my flesh that seems to win. I try to pick up my Bible and get filled up with the faith, but when the Christian starts to see me, then the Christian starts to hate. They see my long hair, tattoos and my four letter words, and like the Pharisees, they judge me and think I don't love his words. But my righteousness is rotten, thank God for his grace. When the saints come marching in, we marching in from faith to faith. We all fall when you fall, you got to get enough, you gotta learn it while you live it, that you can't be giving up. We all fall, we all feel it's just a part of life, but I swear the sun rises, you can make it through the night. Everything'll be alright, what goes around comes around. See the angels in the sky and the trumpet blowing sound. Does it seem a bit profound that for me he laid his life? I know for me it does, I can't believe he paid my price.
Your feet firm in the ground, cause God's got a plan. Best believe he knows what's best. I ask you guys, my
my spirit and disintegrates my flesh. Till there's nothing left, just the smell of my corpse. Vultures feast on my meat as my carcass starts to warp. And my brain starts to bleed, convulsing, spit it up. Blood, I say a prayer for those I've lost and everyone I've yet to love. Sending praises up above, a miracle's about to happen. It could take a thousand years or it can happen while I'm rapping. Tapping shoes is made for tapping, and the Bible's made for reading. And the bullets in your brain, best believe they leave you bleeding. Cause it's human hunting season, we are hunted by the demons. They hunt every day, all day, every season.
Back live. That was Lazy Ball. We're going to talk about Lazy Ball. That was AC Killer featuring Madonna. The name of the song is Ghost Town. It's from the album that's out now on Holy Trinity featuring Lazy Bone. And both of us in harmony on a few tracks. Crazy Ball, you know, Wishbone, Busy Bone on there. So check that out. I think I got one of the co-hosts here. I think we got the homie Eric on the line. Let's see if it is him. I think it is. Hey, what's up, man? You live.
Yo, what's happening?
Yo, what's up, bro? Hey, welcome to the show. Yeah, you know, like we were talking earlier, tonight's topic is, Lazy Bone. His new single's taking over the rap game, and I think, you know, and that's the reason, among other reasons, why I think real rap is coming back in 2019. I mean, what do you think, man?
I believe it is. You know, I believe it's going to be a takeover, you know, Bone Thugs, Lazy Bone, as far as Lazy Bone Thugs, Bone Thugs and Harmony, period. You know, they're gonna take it over, man. It's gonna be a shutdown for real.
It's a shutdown, man. Yeah, and he got the number one song on SoundCloud, Migo diss, Let Me Go Migo. Everyone go check that out. He did that without any radio play, without any TV, none of this shit that the majors have. He just did it. But you know, Lazy's so humble. Even though he got the number one spot on the song, he said, man, I want to thank God for that number one spot. You know what I mean? He wasn't not because I'm so damn great, you know? I was like, wow. Even after all that, you know, he still did it, act all like arrogant, you know what I mean? That's what I like about Ball. They always been real humble about it, you know? They,
Yes, yeah, they were really humble, man. Like, they've always stand behind who they really are, or since day one introduced to the radio and to the hip hop world, they have always evolved and still they've always
kept it real, like from day one. Like Lazy Bone is still Lazy Bone. He hasn't switched up for nothing or nobody, you know. He's to me he's better than ever. Hearing that song Annihilation, I just think, man, I was like, man, he's as good as he ever was, you know what I mean? If anybody tries to say he don't got it no more, they tripping, man. They tripping.
No, he still got it. He's still all five, almost all five lives.
They got it too. I think they even got better because now, you know, I think they've improved because just they've learned more styles now, and then their voices got better. I just think they're going to be better than ever now. You know, they just...
Yes, I totally agree with that. I totally agree that they continue bringing it to the table, you know, and they've never fell off, you know, and they're always...
They've never
fallen
off. Like Lay said, the only difference is that they became independent. That doesn't mean they fell off. That just means that they're not getting all that money to promote them. You know, when they're all ruthless, they put them on music videos, TV shows, radio stations, playing them everywhere. And, you know, but it wasn't because they were played that they got big. It's just everybody loved their music, man. You know, because a lot of artists, a label will put a lot of money behind them. But if people ain't feeling it, it won't do well. And they gotta, you know, cancel that because they didn't sell. Or it just, people didn't like it, you feel me? So it's like Bone's forever, man. Like Lazy said, I'm going to do it without a major. And he's doing it. I like that, yeah, man. Yeah. So,
yeah,
man, what do you
think? It's all a plan.
It's all a plan, yeah. Man, like I was telling you earlier, and I'm going to talk about that on the show, too. A couple theories I have, the way I've been looking at it. Because I know Lazy's real smart, and, like, I was like, man, I know what you're doing, bro. Like, most people won't get it, like, out there, especially the young people. They'll be like, man, because people thought he was hating. I was like, no, he's not hating, bro. He's just saying some real facts. You know, that's all he's doing. It would, if, like you said, if he was hating, he wouldn't have pictures with Migos, because he actually went to a show with his kids, you know, because his kids wanted to go. So Lazy's like, yeah, I'll take you, and he took pictures with them. But if he was
yeah,
hater, he would have been like, no, I ain't going to go watch them. I think they're whack. He's never said that. He gave them props, I think, on their first record that got really big. He said, Migos, yeah, man, number one record in the country. Keep doing your thing, Young G's. He put that on social media publicly a couple years ago, I think. So he's never been a hater.
2 years. Nah,
but,
I don't believe that. I never did that. I never seen that. Like,
but now that he called them out for saying the number of the best ever, that's a whole other thing, you know. And people be like, no,
yeah,
he's mad. I'm like, no, he's not mad. He is. He did get a little upset because he's still here. There's some rap groups, you know, that don't rap anymore. Like Run DMC don't really rap no more. Sugar Hill Gang, they don't rap no more. What's that connection?
No.
They don't make records. I love all those groups. I think Cypress Hill still makes records, and Fugees don't make no more records. They were good too. What's that connection? But like, you know, the only ones that still make records, I think, is Bone, Cypress Hill, and who else? I don't know. But I know that Cypress Hill and Bone had CDs last year, so, or a couple years ago.
But,
I don't know who else. See, there's not that many rap groups to begin with, so
dude,
it's pretty easy for them. Like,
dude,
right now, there's not really a lot of rappers.
Well,
everybody want to be a solo rapper, you know,
everybody.
These days.
Yeah, everybody like, either
wants
to doing their little solo things, yeah.
They just want everything for them, you know. There's not that much rap groups anymore. But to say they're greatest of all time when Bone is still active, hell no. You know, that's, I agree with Lazy with that. Man, speaking of that, should we play the disc? I think we should play the disc, though. I think so, right?
I think we should play it. We should get into that.
Let's do that,
that,
and then we'll play Annihilation, because you got to drop this on people. And then I'm going to spread the show around all over to try to get the people to, yeah. And guys, if you want to call in, I don't know if anyone's listening out there. I tried to get Queen. She said she was going to call in, but I don't know what happened. So we'll try to get Queen on. But if anybody else wants to hit us up, it's 657-383-0113. That's the line if you want to let us know what you think. All right, guys, so we're going to take a little commercial break and play this track. Guys, this is Lazy Bone. The name of the song is Let Me Go, Migo. It's called Let Me Go, Migo. Check it out.
Yeah. Let us commence this game. Give my chest. Chest without chest. And I assure you that I will act as king. Take my throne. For all men.
Just a second, my marriage, yo, broke my life.
the better he is my pillar. Nigga, I keep it as good as it gets. Claiming the greatest, you gotta commit. Since y'all put it out there, I feel the resistance. Claiming the burner and you is the witch. Now who owned it? My nigga's the shit. My music is heavy, so why would I push my career into matches and draw to the clip? I'm 44 minutes, so why tell a bitch? So what you got, bitch? It's best to be humble, you good now. I'm not a thing that can crumble. They gave you the ball. Nigga, you crumble. So who fell off? We never stumble. 2019, you ride right around, give it. What? 2019, you ride, right, I'll give it. 2019,
you ride, right, I'll give it. Let me go, let me go, let me go, let me go. Don't hold me back, baby. Let me go. Don't hold me back, baby. Let me go. Hell yeah, and we're back, guys. This song was raw. Man.
Oh, yeah, that shit was raw. Man,
that shit is raw.
That was raw.
And bro, you know how people were saying that, yeah, some of the young cats were hated on it? Not really. I was watching YouTube videos today, and this one really young guy was like, at first, he's like, man, Lazy, why you dissing 21 Savage? And this guy went, they're 25 and you're 40, right? And then when he heard it, he's like, okay, Lazy Bone just out-rapped you guys. Migos and 21, if you guys can't out-rap Lazy Bone, I'm done listening to you because you guys got to be garbage if you can't reply to this. And he says, because this is fire, but how you going to let it, you know? And yeah, he clowned them, man. And I was just like, holy
how
shit. That's a young, and that's a young dude. I'm going to post that shit on Facebook. I'm going to get the video. It's a young dude. Like, he looks like, I don't know, 19 or 20. Either way, I was like, damn. And he said, you can't hate on this. He says, the way he's rapping and the lyrics, he says, this is fire. He says, like, he's like, there's no way they would be able to come back from this. You know, they really can't. All they, because he said, everybody was telling me it's whack, you know, the haters. So he says, I'm going to tell my honest opinion. And he's like, man, that was hard. He's like, yeah. I think this is one of the hardest tracks this year. I don't care what people say, but
I think so too. Like, man, like
I think it's up there
production
with Eminem's Killshot. Killshot wasn't hot, but I think this song had more energy. Like, Killshot was sick, but this song, it had everything. It had the lyrics, the singing, the fast flow, the other flow. He switched it up to like every style. It's like for, and then plus he's also saying nothing but real shit. Yeah, to me, you know, I know on Facebook when I said Killshot versus Let Me Go, Migo, everybody was going to say Eminem, but I said I'm going to be different and vote for Lazy Bone because, you know, I'm not just going to say automatically, you know. Eminem's really good, though. He's a good MC. He's a battle rapper. But Lay, you know, he's not even really a battle rapper, but that's why I give him more props because he doesn't really, you know, that's not his specialty, but he ripped it. I'm like, damn, man. He just dissed him.
Man. He laid the he's there's a reason why they call him El Burner.
El Burner,
he put the flames on him.
Yeah, he put the flames on
him.
Killed him on the mic, number one assassin. You know, I'm just like, and then it got to be more of a blow to them that he had number one on SoundCloud. It was in the news. There was no denying that he pretty much shut it down. Now a lot Annihilation's doing good. I'm going to keep promoting it on here and on, like, my rap websites. I got a Bone site and a hip-hop site. And shit, man, I'm going to start sending it to radio stations. And you know, with the Migos song, like, I sent it to Hot 97 and they posted it. I didn't know they were going to post it. I was like, hey, yo, you guys heard the Lazy Bone diss to Migos, man? This is hot. I sent it to every show. I didn't care. But they were the only ones that posted my thing. I'm like, damn, at least somebody.
I think they felt it, man. I think that radio station did feel it, man, because if they reposted it, man, it's, you know, wow.
Yeah, they reposted
it.
They felt
that heat. Yeah.
I think they felt it. They're like, man, we got to post this shit. I was going to tell them to play that shit on the air, bro. Like, you know, I was like, I take it further, man. But even, that's what I'm saying, without radio play, it still got number one. And a lot of people can't go number one without radio play these days, you know. So I'm like, Lay
true,
just did it. That's his pure grind. All he did was upload it. He even said, thank you to whoever made it number one. But, you know, the people made it number one because we all were, like, posting it everywhere. I remember that was all over Facebook, Twitter. It was all over the rap magazines, you know, like Complex, Hip Hop DX, The Source, like, all that shit, Hot 97. I don't think Breakfast Club posted it, but it's all good, you know. They don't know what's up. I'm just kidding. No, but I don't think that's someone.
Maybe someone over in the Breakfast Club or like big Migos
like
fans or something, or maybe.
Yeah, they're either big Migos fans or big. Oh, you know what? High 97 don't really care. You're right about that. High 97 doesn't care about these new rappers because Ebro, he kind of. People say he hates on them, but I think he's giving his honest opinion that he thinks they're garbage. Not all of them, but some of them. You know what I mean? So like people say, oh, Ebro's a hater. But I think Charlamagne is a kiss ass. He kisses everyone's ass, and he knows he doesn't like it.
Charlamagne does.
Is because he wants more views and more money. He's like, oh, I'll get all these dudes on here, be nice to them, then we'll make more money from the ads. You know, that's what it comes down to, man. And I'm like, man, I want.
True.
You're not even a real show.
True.
It's like, you know, and I'm like, man, Charlamagne, because he used to say, I hate Drake. And then I was like, well, Drake bought me champagne, so. I guess we're cool, and I'm like, really? That's all it takes to buy you, fool? The bottle? But I'm like, man, I don't know what to do.
It really tells you this time and age, like how people, I mean, they'll switch up, they'll be anything.
Yeah, like, oh, they're like, oh, you buying me stuff? Now you're my friend. Like, what the hell, man?
No,
yeah.
We're friends now. You're buying me stuff. Yeah, okay, cool.
Yo, are you buying me shit? Hell yeah, man. Forget all stuff I said that
oh,
you
got,
you, you know?
You got the same
yeah,
car
bro.
As me. You got the same crib as me? Yeah, come on, man. Like,
I
but,
know, for real,
yeah,
bro. It's
Charlamagne,
so
man. Let me tell you, Charlamagne going like you know from the Breakfast Club always like kisses ass. And I want to rephrase that, like you kiss ass. So now there was
yeah.
I don't know if you saw the one with DJ Vlad. You know, DJ Vlad does his interviews and stuff.
Oh
and
yeah, he does that show where he like interrogates
with Charlamagne.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had an interview with Charlamagne, and he was like, they talked about, again, like, they were talking about, like the greatest groups that are out there. Since we're talking about the Migos and the Bone Thugs and Harmony
yeah.
crew, and, yeah, and their beef right now, and or like, late, you know, not more like a beef, more like a battle was better.
Like a battle, yeah, he called them out.
Yeah, it's more like a battle. I mean, that's the trend right now, which is the beef, but so-called, we'll just put it out there, just so-called, but as far as that, going back to Charlamagne, the question was given to Charlamagne about who was a better group within the NWA or towards the, what was the crew that he also put, he said Death Row or something.
Death Row, okay.
Who was better? Death Row or NWA, right? And Charlamagne was like, I think Death Row, like, they were way better than NWA, you know? And I'm like,
wow.
And DJ Vlad said, you know what? I don't believe so. NWA was bigger than Death Row. Well, what is
yeah,
your
I mean, Death Row. Yeah, and then you know, bro, Death Row wasn't even a rap group. That was just a label. Death Row.
Yeah, as far
think,
as label,
think,
like the roster. Okay, they had a
roster.
Yeah,
right,
they had
and
a
then
roster,
like NWA had their
right?
roster, right, with their label. Yeah.
Yeah, with their label. So, that was the argument with that. It started becoming with the argument because DJ Vlad was like, I recall that, like, NWA was way bigger than that. Who was bigger, like, who was bigger and better? And he was like, no, man,
yeah,
Defro.
I mean, like,
Charlamagne was Defro.
Wow. Nah, because, like, you know, NWA was the biggest group back then, you know, I think. When they came out.
I believe
out,
so, too.
That was the biggest group, you know. There wasn't many other groups back then, and then you started seeing like Cypress Hill and Bone Thugs and Fugees. There was a time when there was a lot of rap groups, you know. What were they called? The Beastie Boys, you know, but they're like from the 80s, but they still rapped in
the
90s. The
80s,
so.
Yeah.
But they still were
yeah.
putting records out in the 90s, you know. Well, Lazy even talked
True.
About them. Like he said about groups that could claim it was them and Outkast and a few others. So, you know, he did give the groups props. And that's the difference between when Migos said it and Lay said it. Lay said, I think we're the best, but I think there's other people that can claim it too. You know, if you notice that, Amigo was like, no, yeah, I'm the best now, today, tomorrow, yesterday, and forever. There's no one else. Like saying, that's basically like saying, fuck everybody else, man. Like basically saying we're like the only rap group that counts. It's like, for real, bro, with all the good groups that were out there and still are here, you know, it's, yeah, that's why. That's why they got pissed. And I don't blame them.
Yes.
I think with Crazy and the rest of them, they kind of like, oh, they were just chilling because like, they're probably thinking we know we're better. So they're like, we don't care. But I think Lay is like, nah, man, I'm not going to let it slide. The thing was, they did it more than one time. Remember when Busy kind of called them out with one video?
Oh.
That was the first time.
Yeah, on that video.
And then,
yeah, wow. Like.
And then it kept happening and happening. Like, they're just trying to, like, and the reason Migos do it is because they're trying to get more views. They're trying to, you know, be like, oh, they're going to keep putting us in the news for saying the stupid shit. They didn't think Lay was going to call them out. Then they're like, oh, man, I didn't think somebody was going to call us out on this. They thought they could just say whatever they want, you know. And Lay is like, nah, I ain't having it. But that's,
yeah,
that's why I think real music is coming back. I know somebody had to stand up to it, because nobody really stands up and says something. Yeah, music, I think music will just die, or like rap will just die. Rap and hip-hop will fall to where it's just garbage and people will stop listening to it. Or people will listen to it, but it'll have no more message like it did back in the day. You know, like where it had a message that you could learn something or to help your life. You know, like Bone always did that.
Yeah.
Ice Cube.
Yes, and
you
know,
even now. Grandmaster Flash.
Yeah.
You know, Scarface. It's, you know what I mean? They had their
Face
Mob too here and there, but they still, oh, hell yeah. They still have,
yeah,
their party songs here and there, but not every song was a party song. You feel me? Oh, DMX too.
Yeah, not every song.
Yeah, not every song. But like now, every song just sounds like a, you know, party song. The whole album is that, you know? So it's like, to me, it's like, yeah, these guys, they're saying nothing. But their excuse is, well, we're just doing it because beats high. We're just doing it for the money. That's what they try to say. And I'm like, man, well, then just be a businessman if you want to make money, because businessmen make way more money than rappers, you know what I mean? So but leave the mic for the people with skills, right, or something to say. Yeah, I think that's what Lay said. But speaking about that, yeah, we should play his new track, Annihilation. I'm going to bump that
now. If you like the Migos, I want to say, like, if you like the Migos, like the Migos track, this, that Lay had, and this was energetic. That was very energetic.
Yeah.
You'll definitely like to get into this next record that Lay called Annihilation. Is that right?
Yeah.
Annihilation,
hell yeah. Oh, yeah, they're going to love this one, man. And I'm telling you, this brings back the old style to 2019. But at the same time, his lyrics are new, you know, like no one's ever heard him say these lyrics. It's all new shit. So, yeah, guys, check it out. It's the new record. It's out right now everywhere, Spotify, Google Play, Amazon, YouTube, SoundCloud. You can get it anywhere, everywhere. But check it out. It's called Annihilation, and we're about to play it.
I'm never gonna get to heaven. I'm looking myself, me and the man in the mirror strike first. Upper hand with a plan to annihilate, violate me, burn wood, nigga fireplace. Both the niggas had it in the lake, got it on the shade. Go down the side away, it's gonna be fun to go down the side away. Put the start to hide away, try to take the side away. Hell to the north, we will never take the side away. Still on a mission to get what I don't got. Get them in rhythm and hit them with dumb shots. I put the venom at minimum, so down. Can you get me rid of the dick and get cold out?
Shutting them down for 2019, Lazy Bone. You know, what's up, bro? We're back live. We're back live, y'all. Oh, man, what do you think of the track? I'm still blown away. I'm still.
This track is fire to me, man. It really goes in.
He goes in, the beat, everything, his flow, his lyrics. I'm just like, holy shit. Like, I remember the first time I heard it, I was like, damn, bro, he's serious. He ain't playing. And he even said, remember when he's trying to get motivated? Because he's like, man, I've been kind of lazy about making more music. And he's like, how can I get motivated? Oh, yeah, let me look at all my Grammys and my plaques. I was like, oh, shit. And he starts pulling out basketball trophies and like, boxing trophies. I didn't even know he had championships in that. I was like, damn, Lazy's like an all-around champion. Not only did he win championships in music, he won up for sports, too. I'm like, we got to give shout out to Lazy Bone and much love. And one thing he said on his last live that I was kind of thinking about, which is why I think, like, sometimes when we think a certain way, people are thinking the same way as you. That's why we all kind of like, work together. He was saying, we need a new radio and a new media that's going to play all the good shit. This is what I'm trying to do with the show. And this was kind of like your idea. I remember you kept telling us, let's do the podcast. And then it didn't happen. And then finally, like, me and Queen started doing a few shows. I did some solo shows. And then today it's me and you. But I think we've got to keep this going. Whether it's one of us or two of us or all three of us. Hopefully all three of us.
All three of us,
getting this moving all the time, get our schedules all together. That would be raw. And, like, one thing Lazy said is, like, we got to work together to make this happen. He said, because what did he say on our last live? Oh, yeah, he says, yeah, team. The Ken Dog invented this word team. It says together everyone achieves more. And that means, like, don't work against each other or, like, try to hate each other. Let's all work together. On your show, I think it's going to be part of that new media. Like, you know, I want to make it grow, have a real talk show where people could call in and we could talk about different topics as well as music, but also play all the real music. You know what I mean? Not just play whatever a record label paid us. In fact, I wouldn't even play stuff that a label would pay me to play. You know, it's going to be like an independent radio show. And, like, I'll play anybody, though, that's good. Like, anybody got skills, especially new rappers. I want to help the new rappers, up-and-comers. But
yeah,
first, I'm going to start.
Yeah, we're going to bring we're going to bring everything, you know, like what we talked about, you know, bringing everything from A to Z, you know, everything in between A to Z,
everything,
you know, news,
yeah.
you know, everything around the world, you know, a little bit of this,
everything,
little bit
news,
of that.
Music, other topics,
music,
people
definitely.
Can call in. Well, yeah, people can call in and talk about different topics with us. It's going
to
be hella
cool, talk
about man, I think. And talk about music, play the new music. Yeah, I think it's important, man. I think it's important because I just feel like the big radio,
yeah.
they won't play you unless you pay them. And it's kind of like not even being real because it doesn't cost that much to play some good music. But they have become so only about money. And that's the problem with the world, I think, in general. It's all become, oh, well, if I can't make money off this, I ain't helping this person. You feel me? It's dumb. Like, I'm just doing this for the love of music and for the love of Lazy Bone because I've been a fan of him since I was, like, in junior high. So, you know what I mean? I'm going to be bumping his stuff till the day I die. That's all I can say.
Yeah, same here, man. Same here. I'm a Bone Thugs-N Harmony fan. To the day I die as well.
That's
and
the way I am.
Never, it's never going to stop. It's never going to stop.
It's never going to stop. And I
yeah.
have a feeling they,
like
they're
said.
Never going to stop making music either. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he said. That's what Lay said on that video. He said, well, I'm taking his word. He's very serious about it too. We ain't never going to stop. We're going to keep going, taking this motherfucker down till we shut the shit down.
Yeah,
so.
They ain't never gonna stop. And like, really, nobody can compete with them on the mic, especially the way music is today. But it's not to hate all these dudes because they're young. I just think a lot of them don't care. They don't care. They just be like, well, I'm gonna say whatever. I'm gonna get paid either way. That's the way I look at it. Bone never was like, I'm
yeah.
always said, man, we got something to say. We got something, a message we got to put out there with this music. And even to this day, I know Crazy does that a lot. Busy, all of them do it with their own little solo projects. They all do that. I hope they come together as a group this year, though. I really hope so, man. As they could come together and do a group album, oh, man, that would change things forever. I think, yeah, I do. I want a group album.
I was telling Della that, too, the same thing, man. Earlier, I was like, yo, man, it is. I'm waiting for another Bone album. I mean, besides of all the beefs and whatnot, the battle raps or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, there's drama, more music, you know? There's drama, more music.
Yeah, there's
agenda.
Drama, more music. Now, already the statement's been made. Everybody said what they had to say. But now, see, Lay's not even talking about them or, like, you know, going at them on Instagram. He just dropped a single. He just doing what he said he was going to do. You know, then he got, oh, yeah, guys, also look out for the new album. With Lazy Bone, Flesh and Bone, and Stu D's three brothers. It's called Welcome to the House. And, of course, you know it's going to be on Harmony House Entertainment. Go support
Entertainment.
That. Look out for it. Hey, you know we're going to be playing that on this radio station here. You know what I mean? So we're small right now, but we will grow, just like all the podcasts out there grow.
Definitely.
Really. We're definitely going to push this music, guys. Anybody that listens and supports, much love. We'll keep it rocking until, I mean, we're going to go forever just like Bone. As long as Bone goes, we go too. So
We have different plateaus we got to cover. You know, we'll cover up, you know, with you and give y'all, you know, what y'all need to hear. So keep tuning
yep,
in,
definitely.
Man. Keep tuning in. Definitely.
Keep tuning in, guys. Much love for tuning in tonight. We got to give much love to our very good friend, Queen. She was not able to make it tonight, but it's all good because it's some nights that I'm not able to make it. And I was sick today, but I'm like, man, I'm going to do it. See, I see Lazy over there thugging it and hustling hard. I'm like, man, a little runny nose never stopped you, you know, from doing something. You know what I mean? So I was like, man, we're going to do the show. Yeah, Queen was like, I thought you didn't feel good. I was like, I don't feel good, but. I know I can do this. It's not like my throat is jacked up. You know, sometimes when your throat's so messed up, you can't talk. That's another thing. But, yeah, so thanks, Eric, for being on the show with me. Hopefully the next one we get
yes,
three
sir.
Of us. That'll be cool.
Yes, man. We have Queen come to the show and, you know, I mean, talk about anything, you know, talk about everything, anything and everything in this world. So keep tuning in, people. You know, keep tuning in, everybody
keep
out there.
In.
We'll continue. We'll continue. You know, you got talent. You know what I mean? We'll put you on. You know what I'm saying? We'll put you on some. We'll talk about like we're consistent with lyrics, good lyrics, good beat, like you know, it's on.
Rappers.
Hell
yeah. All
you new rappers
with talent, hit us up. So hit us up.
All y'all
and,
independent rappers.
Independent rappers, hit us up and we'll play you. We don't charge, you know what I mean? I'm never going to charge, so.
No, we don't charge.
You know,
we don't charge, y'all, so.
You know that you're going to get played and you're going to get exposure because that's how radio should be, I think. So this is why we're changing things. It happens one day at a time. If you want to see change, man, you got to make it happen with one step at a time. But I got motivated with the way Lay's going so hard and Bone's going so hard this year. I was like, man, let's start off right and go hard.
Let's
too,
do
you know?
It. Start off right. Yeah. For the,
right?
New, for the new year 2019.
For the new year, let's go hard and reach all our goals and work together. And you already know, like, yeah, we're going to make this happen. Also, you know, follow us on Live Me, me and Queen. Follow me, Pagosi. Follow her, NerdTL, on Live Me. Eric, you still do Live Me? I don't know if you still got it, but if you do Live Me, you can tell
I'm under that right now too. So you can follow me too, man. You can follow me too. I'll be there. But yes, y'all tune in, man. We have new things coming up for sure, for sure, for 2019. So stay tuned.
Stay tuned, guys. Much love. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in. Make sure, guys, to go get that new Lazy Bone track, Annihilation. It's out now. Please support, because the only way we're going to shut it down is if we support each other independently. But, hey, the power is the people. That's what the system forgot about. So we taking it back 2019. That's all I got to say. Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir. All right.
All right, Eric. Much love. Thank
much
you for
love. Much
on
love,
the show
Paul.
With me
much
tonight.
Love, Paul.
All right,
yes,
Eric.
Sir.
Much
yes,
love.
Sir. I look
Thank
forward.
Thank you so much.
Much love.
And let's do some more shows this year and bring it.
Let's do it. We'll do it, man. We'll bring the heat, man. We'll do this movement. It's ready.
All right.
Rock and roll.
Hell yeah. We got
the show.
Movement going. Going to keep it moving. And 2019 is going to be a great year. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. And we're out. Peace and much love. Peace, guys.
Peace.
Peace.